buffalo we go. In fact, we can shuffle off, if we choose to, and say hi to Kathy in Buffalo, New York on Station of the Cross 101.7. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Great.
Thanks for taking my call. I've always wondered why in the Gospels when Jesus performs a miracle, or usually when he performs a miracle, he asks that the person go and tell no one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wondered why that is.
Because he, of a couple of reasons. Number one, he didn't want to be mobbed. It's mentioned in the Gospels that at times Jesus was surrounded by such crowds that he and his disciples couldn't even eat, and that the house would just be filled with people, and it was standing room only, and they couldn't do anything else. And although Jesus did come to do miracles and to preach, he didn't come only to do those things. He also did other things, like go into seclusion and pray to his Father. And so he had other things that were part of what he came to do, besides just 24-hour ministry. And so being mobbed by crowds all the time tends to interfere with that. And so it's mentioned that when people did go off and publicize heavily what Jesus had done for them, that he then would not be able to enter a town openly because he'd just be mobbed. Another reason for this is because of the messianic expectations in Israel at the time, there were a lot of people who were looking for the Messiah, and they understood the Messiah to be a political revolutionary who would become the new king of Israel and kick out the Romans. And that was not part of Jesus's program at all. And it's mentioned how in the Gospel of John at one point, Jesus perceives that the crowd is ready to carry him away and make him king, which is not part of his program at all. And so he tried prior to the time of his passion to keep messianic expectations about him fairly low. He then, when it came time for his passion, he openly declared his messiahship, but he didn't do it before that point, in part to avoid people from trying to force him to be king, and also to avoid getting in trouble with the authorities prematurely, because he still had other work to do first. So those are some of the reasons. It's interesting, if you look, for example, in the Gospel of Mark, when he's outside of Jewish territory, when he goes to heal the Gadarene demoniac outside of Jewish territory, he does the reverse. He tells the demoniac, after he's exorcised him, to go tell people what God has done for you. And so he can do that in that situation because he's not surrounded by Jews and he's not planning on staying in their territory, so there's less danger of him being mobbed and people trying to force him to be king or reporting him to the authorities in that situation, and so he has more liberty to tell people to go publicize what God has done for you. Although even then, when he starts coming back into Gentile territory, his reputation starts growing to the point that he needs to start telling people to keep things on the down low even then.
Thank you very much for the call, Kathy. Interesting question, that messianic secret.